Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to have on Melissa Mintz. She's an energy medicine practitioner, author, and speaker, and she's located in Atlanta, Georgia, but she works all over the world. She's recently released two books, the hilarious new comedy, It's My Nonsense, and the inspiring self-help book, Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing. Melissa certainly did not think growing up that one day she would become an energy channel through her hands, or that she would channel energy through her hands. She had another career goal in mind, and it certainly did not entail writing or doing weird stuff with energy, for that matter. She always knew that she wanted to work in the medical field and graduated with a BS degree in nuclear medicine and accepted a job with a pharmaceutical company. Since Melissa also works in the medical field, she has a unique insider's view of both holistic and conventional medicine. Through a series of synchronistic events, Melissa was catapulted into an exciting new world that she had never imagined for herself or even thought possible. She is able to facilitate in-person and distance healings to work with clients worldwide. And to learn more about her, you can go to her web on the World Wide Web, which is melissamintz.com, or you can go to facebook.com/melissamintzauthor. And Mintz is spelled M-I-N-T-Z. So it's melissamintz.com or facebook.com/melissamintzauthor. And Melissa has volunteered to do a couple of mini healings on the show for people that might be interested in that, but we're going to be talking quite a bit up front, so we'll take callers towards the tail end of the show. So I ask for your patience. And with that said, Melissa, how are you tonight?
Well, hi. Hello, David. Hello, listeners. And David, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And thank you for welcoming me back to your show.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you back. And I'm interested for the new listeners. I'm reviewing some of the material that we may have gone over before. And what I'd like to ask you up front is how you became an energy medicine healer.
Well, I hear that question quite a bit, and I talk about that in the preface in Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing. I certainly didn't grow up thinking one day I want to heal people with energy. I was always drawn to healing, and the path that I planned on taking was medical school. So I finished my pre-med, and then I transferred schools and went to a small private school and got a degree in nuclear medicine. And as I was working in the hospital there, I met people from medical imaging and lab tech sales and pharmaceutical sales. And once I started talking to them, I realized my personality was geared more towards sales. And I also realized medical school just no longer felt right for me. And now I understand why. And I think that if I did go to medical school, I wouldn't have been open as I was to energy medicine and more alternative practices. And I walked into a bookstore and there was a woman waiting for me. This was back in 2003, in June of 2003, and placed a book in my hands called The Reconnection by Dr. Eric Pearl. And that just started my healing journey. Of course, I go more into it, and I don't want to, it's a spoiler alert, but I discuss who that woman was and some of the events that transpired after that that started this healing modality. And it's interesting, in the beginning of It's Just My Nonsense, I actually talk about how I started writing in the first place and certainly how I started writing comedy. I write in two different genres. The Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing is a self-help book, and It's Just My Nonsense is a comedy, and they're both series, and I'm working on the next book in the series as well.
Well, that's great. Tell us a little bit about what It's Just My Nonsense is all about.
Yeah, It's Just My Nonsense. It's a comedy, and it's just about everyday life. We all have funny things that we see. People are funny, and the things that all of us do and say are hilarious. But it really just is about seeing life a little bit differently. I've been told that I seem to find the humor in situations that people often miss. And I think that it's just how I look at things. I think my true gift is perceiving. I think that I would say that I just have a unique perspective of seeing different situations and really find the comedy in it and the nonsense in it. And it's just really funny chapters. Most of the chapters are short, but so many people have said to me that it really was a gentle reminder to them to not take life so seriously and see the nonsense in their own life. But, you know, like I have a short chapter called Bless You, and Stupid Questions, Evolution, Information Technology, Prison Break, Homeowners Association, Handicapped Parking, Victoria's Real Secret, Trick or Treat. And, you know, one reason why I'm drawn to humor is very healing, and
it
I use
sure
energy
is.
To heal as well, and it relates to the energy work that I do as well. And if you think about it, laughter is a universal language, and energy is a universal language as well. So even though my books are in two very different genres, to me they're very similar in that regard. And laughter, it helps to restore balance in our life. We all know the healing benefits of laughter. It increases our immune system, and it raises our vibration as well. And we're able to, you know, attract a lot more good things in our life with a higher vibration.
That's true. Very true. Well, why is energy so important, Melissa?
Well, everything in existence communicates through energy. That's the language of everything, and we're constantly communicating with everything in existence. You can think of ourselves as walking, talking energy fields, and it's time to start thinking of who we are as fields of energy interacting with other fields of energy. And that's why when you meet someone, sometimes you'll notice your personality is a little bit different around different people. Around one friend, you may be funny and silly and lighthearted, and then another friend, you may find yourself very serious or analytical. And it's not something that you're just imagining it. You're reacting to their energy, and they're reacting to your energy, and your personality is different. Aspects of your personality do change around different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that has to do a lot with our qualities as being empaths, doesn't it?
Right. And not only that, our whole reality is created through our thoughts, through our emotions. That's all energy. We're constantly broadcasting who we are out to the universe in every moment of our existence. And we truly are creating every moment of our lives. We're sending that energy forward.
Now, I wondered what universal energy is. Perhaps that's something you talk about in your book, but that was a question that you had submitted to me, and I'm curious what that's all about.
Yeah, universal energy is just the energy of all things in existence. It's the energy of the source energy, and it's from our creator, so that means it has no beginning, if our Creator has no beginning, and it also has no end because our Creator has no end, but it's the energy in all things, in plants, animals, rocks, trees, the ocean. Everything in existence is made up of this source energy, and it's always been there, and this is the energy that healers use to heal. For example, when I'm getting ready to start a session, all I do is place my awareness on my hands, because the universal truth is attention flows where energy goes. So the first thing I do is focus my attention on my hands. And again, I just want to mention that the type of healing that I do, the frequency that I work with, it's called reconnective healing. And I was trained by Dr. Eric Pearl, as I mentioned. That was the book that was placed in my hands, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, by Dr. Eric Pearl, who travels all over the world lecturing and teaching. And he's been on the Dr. Oz shows and many different TV shows. Spoke at Madison Square Gardens, and he speaks at a lot of medical schools. So he's very well known and a very respected healer. And my hands were attuned to that frequency. So all I have to do now is just focus my awareness and attention on my hands and bring in the energy. And I'm basically introducing a very high frequency. For a lot of people, healing with energy is a very difficult concept for them to understand, because they think it's just energy. How can it heal? But energy is vibration and energy is frequency. So if you think about it that way, I'm introducing vibration and frequency, and every cell in your body is now elevated and attuned to this higher frequency, which is assisting to correct these abnormal vibrations that are causing illness and injury and disease. So now these lower vibrations, they can't really be sustained when this higher frequency is being introduced, and they just sort of vibrate out of the system as appropriate for each person. And oftentimes some of the most dramatic healings that I've seen happen very quickly. And if you think about it, energy isn't something new. Energy is used in conventional medicine as well, but doctors and even patients don't really think of it that way. All our diagnostic tools are based on energy. Our MRIs and our CAT scans and X-rays, they're all using energy because our body is electromagnetic. EEGs, they're measuring the energy of the brain, the electrical activity, and EKGs are measuring the energy of the heart, the electrical activity. And even our medicines, they're energy as well. They're in the form of chemistry, but their energy as well. So, you know, if you have a broken bone and it doesn't heal, you may go to an orthopedic doctor, and he may use a low-frequency bone stimulator to stimulate the blood vessels in the bone. And for pain, they're using ultrasound, and chiropractic is energy. You're shifting the body and helping the energy flow by creating a new alignment. Acupuncture is energy. So we are using energy to heal, and we have for a long time, but we just don't think of it in those terms.
How do you accomplish long-distance healings?
Well, long-distance healings are just as easy as if I'm doing a healing with a client right here in my office. And quantum physics has showed us how that works, that energy can travel from one point to another point without going through the intervening space. It happens instantaneously. And if you think about it, we use distance healing, saying a prayer. People don't, you know, ever wonder, when you say a prayer for someone, do you ever wonder how it gets to the appropriate person? You just know and expect it to go to the appropriate person, and that the universe or God will create the appropriate healing for that person. And I think of distance healing, and I use that example even in my book. I think that distance healing, you know, works in a similar way, in that the universe, you know, sends the energy to the appropriate person, and it happens instantaneously and simultaneously. All I have to do is think of the person, and I connect with their energy. And I probably do more distance healings, actually, than in-person healings.
Well, I've always been amazed by it, and I've worked with some other healers before, and it is absolutely amazing the healings that can take place. And what part does faith play in terms of the healing?
Well, as far as faith, you know, you don't have to believe in energy healing. I always tell clients, you know, you don't need to lie there and say prayers. The universe and God has heard your prayers even before you came to see me. But you do have to be open. And that's all I say to people is just be open to whatever presents itself into your awareness and be open to whatever type of healing that is meant for you at this time. Oftentimes we have a healing that we want. Our conscious mind says, this is the healing that I want at this time. But the universe says, well, another healing is more appropriate at this point in time. So sometimes you may even get a healing that you didn't even expect, something even better that the universe has in mind for you. Oftentimes when we have an illness or something going on in our life, it forces us to take notice, and oftentimes that's when we look within for answers. And sometimes an illness or an injury, it's like hitting a pause button where we slow down and say, you know what, there are things in our life that aren't working. You know, maybe we need a career change, or maybe our relationship isn't working out, or maybe a relocation. So many times I've heard people say who had a serious illness or a life-threatening condition say, you know, it was a blessing that I had that. I've heard people say that that cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me because I totally changed my life. So, you know, sometimes there's a message there, and certainly that's times when people say, I'm going to, you know, look for God, and I'm going to go within, and many times it's a huge spiritual transformation taking place.
Mm-hmm. How can awareness of our energy help us create a better life?
Well, when we're not aware of how our energy is flowing, and our energy is always flowing, even when we're sleeping, we're just sending out energy on default mode, and we're like a magnet where we magnetize a similar vibration. So if you're just on default mode and your normal vibration and your normal frequency is that of negativity, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10 with gratitude and joy and appreciation and optimism being towards the top, and then way down at the bottom of the spectrum, let's say it's fear, grief, depression, pessimism is at the bottom, and then somewhere in the middle is maybe being overwhelmed and impatient. We'll call that a number 5. If you're not aware of what you're sending to the universe, then you're living your life on autopilot. And this is our greatest superpower, and we're giving our power away. And that's why so many times you'll hear an attitude of gratitude is so important. And just as I've explained, that's the highest vibration. So if we express gratitude, how that works is we're sending that vibration to the universe, and then we're magnetizing that vibration back. It's like a boomerang. You throw that vibration, and you get that vibration back, and the universe says, oh, okay, well, we're going to give you more things to be grateful for. And that continues until you offer a lower vibration. And then once you offer a lower vibration, let's say that of jealousy, then the universe magnetizes that back to you, and you have circumstances and events and people coming into your life now of that lower vibration. So that's why it's so important to be positive. And one thing I do when I first wake up in the morning while I'm lying in bed, you know, I'm sandwiched between two dogs. I have two dogs, and one sleeps on the right of me and the other on the left. And after I pet them, I think of things that I'm grateful for. You know, I don't keep a gratitude journal because I found out when I was keeping a gratitude journal and writing three things, I'd get lazy and then I just started writing ditto, you know. So it's easier just to think it. It's easier just to think it or say it. I mean, thoughts are energy too, so you don't have to walk around mumbling to yourself all the time. But, you know, I may say I'm grateful for my job, I'm grateful for my health, you know, I love my dogs, I love my house, or what a beautiful day. But one thing that I do in addition to that is I usually say or think at least three things that I'm grateful for that haven't happened yet that I want to happen. And it's basically playing a game of make-believe with the universe, because energy forms where thoughts go. So think of it this way. The universe doesn't know if you already have these things or if you're just hoping for these things. The energy is still forming around it. You can just think of energy swirling and in this haze of probabilities. And then once we focus on what we want, we're creating this template for the energy to flow. We're creating a new blueprint, just like if you're building a house. So, you know, I've said a year ago, before I was even doing radio shows, I would say, I'm grateful for my radio shows. Or even before my books were published, I would say, I'm grateful that I found the right publisher. And I was sending this energy forward. And then, you know, I found the right publisher. I started doing radio shows. And so I do that as well. Not only express gratitude for things you want, but express gratitude, you know, for the things you have, but also express gratitude for the things you want as if they're in your present. And that's the key, as if they're in your present.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. And I think that's also a good thing to do as far as developing new qualities that you wish to possess.
Oh, absolutely. you know, there's so much even during the day to be grateful for. Like if I'm driving around, I may say or think, what a beautiful day. Or, if, you know, you could be at the grocery store and think, I'm glad this register line is short. I mean, just little things. But what it does is it creates a new way of thinking, because so often we've been conditioned just to be negative. We always look for the negative, you know, and everything. Like I hear people always complaining of the weather at the grocery store. They'll be like, gosh, it's so cold out today. And then, you know, in the summer, all I hear is it's so hot out. And I think it's so funny. People are never happy in the summer. They're always complaining it's too hot. In the winter, they're always complaining it's too cold. And, you know, it seems like nobody's ever happy about anything. So it just creates a new habit and a new program, because 90% of our thoughts that we have today are going to be the same thoughts we have tomorrow and the same thoughts that we have the next day. We're just going to keep running that same tape player until we just stay in the present and we have that awareness. We talked about awareness, that we need to change our way of thinking and be more positive, and we'll attract more positive things in our life.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a minute about the importance of staying in the present.
Well, the present is where all our power is to create. You know, the past is already gone. And if we focus on the future, and I think, you know, so many people always focus on what they want in the future, but what we're doing is we're sending that energy off into some distant future. If you say, I hope that swimming pool is done by June, then the universe is going to say, and so it is. Keep hoping. You know, if you say, I want a new washer and dryer, the universe is going to say, and so it is. Keep wanting. So wanting, hoping, needing. Again, the universe is just giving you what you ask for. So you're going to keep hoping and wanting and needing. So, again, it's so important to stay in the present and act as if you already have the things that you want. Like if you want a new car, think about the car that you want and act as if you already have it and create those emotions and feelings. You know, feel yourself sitting there with that new gorgeous soft tan leather and looking at the car and loving the color and just being grateful that you have it. Act as if it's already in your reality, and that energy just flows there.
Well, let's take a couple of calls, and then I want to come back and talk about your book, Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. The first caller I haven't been able to get in touch with. Let's see if they're tuned in now. Area code 330, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good. Do you have anything you want to ask Melissa?
I've had quite a few health issues, and they're all on my right side.
Go ahead.
The appendix, my lungs, the gallbladder, and the foot, and it's all on my right side. Is there anything significant with?
Well, it certainly sounds like there's blockages in energy. I mean, we have these meridians, these energy highways, and it sounds like you have quite significant energy blockages, mostly on your right side.
And how do I help this?
I'm going to get in your energy field right now and do a mini distance healing on you. And
oh, thank you.
It's interesting when I do these distance healings. Oftentimes I can create this holographic image and sometimes even very small. And right now I'm just in your energy field working with my hands in a very small area. So you may feel tingling, you may feel heat. Sometimes when I work on clients in person, the effects of the energy, it's very palpable. They can feel the energy move, usually in waves of energy. But I found that when I do distance healings and they're focused on connecting with the energy, oftentimes they're out doing daily activities. It's their choice. They want to lie down and connect in the energy, but they usually can feel it as well, usually tingling or energy moving a little bit. So,
mm-hmm. Yes.
How long has this been going on?
Since last July. Just one
did
thing
you
after
have,
another.
Did you have a stressful event? Was there something that triggered it?
Not any one particular thing. My gallbladder ruptured.
Hmm. While I'm working in your energy field, do you have any other questions?
Trying to transform my life completely, like let go of the codependency with family,
mm-hmm.
and move forward. Possibly relocate?
Well, it seems like there's some emotional issues. Like I said, it seems like there's, you know, there's definitely some blockages in there, but I get this information like it's like this step after step after step, kind of like one thing after another. And it seems to me that, you know, when we have something going on, when the universe is trying to get our attention to get us out of the situation and follow more of our life path, when we don't listen, it's like knocking on a door that we'll hear a louder knock, and then we don't listen, and it's like the door is kicked down. And that's what I feel like is going on with you, that there's some life changes that need to take place, and you know what they are, and you haven't taken action, and that things are forcing you now to do things a little differently. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely.
I'm still working in your energy field. Okay. So this energy that's within you, it continues to unfold over time. So even after this little mini session is over, and like I said, it doesn't really matter the length of the session because energy alters everything that it comes into contact with. So just very quickly, once I'm working in your energy field, even in these short little sessions, the frequency changes the vibration of every cell in your body very quickly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to you with all the life changes that I know that you're considering.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Marie, thank you for calling. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the studio is functioning fully. Does everybody have the capacity to heal themselves or other people?
Yes, absolutely. We all, you know, have access to the source energy. We all have the capacity to heal ourselves and to heal others, but not everybody will be drawn to using source energy to heal. You know, somebody may say, well, what if a person is an atheist? Can they still heal? Well, again, this is our birthright. We're all born with this capacity to heal. We're all of source energy. Basically, it's a frequency match. We're using the source energy to heal the essence of who we are, which is the source energy. But, you know, not everybody is drawn to this spiritual path and to use the source energy to heal. And that's why it's so important that we have other options. There are people that would never even consider energy as the medicine. They're just want to do the drugs and the surgery and the most aggressive treatments. And then there are others who will only do a holistic approach, that they want to do things that are more in harmony with the body, such as herbs and energy and acupuncture and chiropractic medicine and homeopathy. So we're all different, and the way I look at it is it's just another tool in the toolbox. When we take our car in to be fixed, the mechanic uses many different tools. They don't just say, well, I'm going to use this tool, and that's the only tool that I can use. So this is just another tool in the toolbox to use and another option.
Thank you. Let's take one more call, and then let's talk about your other book that's out.
Okay.
This caller is Catherine, and Catherine, you're live.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Hi, thank you. I guess I'm the opposite of your last caller. My situation is in my left side. I'm hoping you might give me some distance healing.
You know, I'm in your energy field right now, and I just kind of chuckled a little bit because, you know, there are no accidents. everything happens for a reason, and I just kind of chuckled, and I just kind of got the chills because I have two people, the caller before you and you, that both have blockages, and one's affecting your right side and one's affecting your left side. It's just the synchronicity of it. But similar thing, what was going on before you had, you know, the issues on your left side? Because I know that they're going to be similar to the previous caller where it sounds like there's some things in your life that you need to take notice of and make some changes. And I feel stress in here too.
Definitely the stress. Are you asking like a life circumstance that might have happened?
No, I just feel I just feel like with you, there's like a stressful event. There's a lot of stress and something may have triggered it. And then it just was this like cascade, one thing after another.
Right. Right. It was work related, but I'm very tied to my work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a big like hit to the system. For me.
Well, I think a lot of people have that, you know, with work and trying to make a stressful situation work and make changes within that environment. Is there ways to improve your work situation? Is it the workload or the people? I get a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, more so the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm going to change that for sure.
Within the office or a new job?
Within the, like, yeah, I'll switch companies.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I've been in that situation, I'm also in the corporate world by day. And sometimes, you know, we can try and make difficult people work by changing us, because when we change our behavior, the people that we work with, their behavior changes in relation to the new vibration that we offer. But there's other times where, and I refer to it in my energy book as your frequency group, where, you know, you just don't fit in with the people, and no matter what you do, there's just no connection there. They're just a different wavelength, and I refer to it as your frequency group. And sometimes there are things that happen where we just don't fit in. We know we don't fit in, and the universe is saying, hey, you know what? You're just not meant to be here anymore. Your vibration doesn't fit in with this group of people anymore. And I just got the chills and that spirit way of when that happens, telling me that that's the truth. And you're just meant to be in a different environment. You'll notice when you get in that different environment, you'll meet people that are more nurturing and more supportive and more in tune with the frequency that you are now. And I refer to that as your frequency group and your frequency friends.
Oh, great. Yes, yes, yeah. I'm ready for that change.
Yeah. Well, great. I've completed the mini session, and that vibration, it'll still continue to unfold even after you've completed this phone call with us. So I don't know if you feel tingling or can feel it, but I'm in your energy field right now.
I felt a little tingle on my neck on the left side.
Right. That's that blockage that's opening up, and it's, you know, it's funny, but, you know, so many times, you know, our body reacts to our thoughts, as we know, and how many times have you said, oh, so-and-so is a pain in my neck, and then we end up with a pain in our neck. So that blockage is starting to clear. You may feel the energy just starting to flow.
Thank you. Thank you so very
much.
You're
so welcome.
Thank you for calling, Catherine.
Thank you both. Thank you. Lovely evening to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too, hon.
Okay,
let's talk a little bit about your other book before we take some other calls. Excuse me, your energy is showing. I love the title.
Yeah, I love the title too. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. But I talk about the reason why I even wrote the energy book. It was so difficult early on when I first started this back in 2004, after I completed my training with Dr. Eric Pearl with the Reconnection, and callers would call me and they would have so many questions about what do I do and how does it help them. And at the end of a 30 or 40 minute conversation, I would always hear, I still don't get how this works. And I started thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I had a book and I could say, well, you can find the answer to that question in chapter 3 on page 49. And people, you know, healing with energy is so simple if you think about it. It's we are energy, so doesn't it make sense to heal energy beings using energy? And we're using source energy, and the essence of who we are is source energy. So I started writing a book just to answer some of the questions that clients have, you know, how do you heal with energy, and what is the work that you do, and how did you get started with this? And it just turned into this huge book. Once I started writing, I had so much that I wanted to talk about. And I realized when I was writing at the end, I didn't really have chapters. I was just writing, and one thought spurred another thought. And then once I was probably three quarters through the book and started organizing into chapters, I realized that I was writing about three different topics, that everything I wrote about could fall into three different categories, and that was energy, awareness, and love. And the book is divided into three sections, energy, awareness, and love, because of that. And the first section, energy, gives a very broad overview of what is energy and what is source energy. And I even have a couple chapters in here just explaining how people can heal themselves and heal others using energy. And then awareness talks about what we've been talking about. I call it conscious creation, and focusing on yourself, which I say a lot, that the most important thing we can do is just focus on our own vibration, because once we do that, everything around us changes, because energy reacts differently to the energy that the vibration that you have and the frequency that you have. So the first way to change how people react to you is to change your own vibration. And love, of course, I talk about self-love, and love is the highest vibration in the universe, and even the energy of food and animals and relationships. So you can think of this book really as a life coach. Everything in existence in our life is energy, and that's the foundation of our life. Energy is the foundation of our life and everything. So you can, and that's not going to change. So this book really is a life coach of how to live your life and how to live an empowered life with everything. And this is the communication of the entire universe speaks and understands one language, and this language is energy. And if we know that we're a walking, talking energy field announcing ourselves to the universe, it's about time that we know what we're saying.
Well, thank you. And I'm excited to hear that you have other books in the series planned. You said five more books? There's five in this series.
Yeah, there's five in this series. I'm writing the second and the third book. And I usually write two books together. When I wrote this book, I was working on the first and second book. And there's actually three books in the Nonsense series. And then after that, my plan is to hopefully, you'll see it's just my nonsense on the stage, to adapt it into a play.
So, sounds great.
Yeah.
I love that too. Well, let's go to the phone lines again. I'm going to area code 630. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you tonight?
Okay. I've been listening. It's been very interesting. I, too,
have some health issues.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had a recent health scare. I've been sick for 2 weeks with bronchitis, and when I went to the hospital, the doctor kind of shooed me in and out, and I had a reaction to doxycycline. So they told me to go back. They told me to go back, and I said, no way, I'll just go to the urgent care. So I went to their urgent care, which probably was a twist of fate, because I found a really great doctor there, and the doctor noticed something unusual in the chest x-ray. I'm kind of surprised, and I have to go for a CT scan. I have not done so yet, but I'm terrified that it might be lung cancer. And I don't know what to do. I'm kind of like preparing for the worst, but then I want to prepare for the best, and I just don't know how to even start handling this until I get to the doctor and find out exactly what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the worst part is the waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in your energy field right now. And I work on cancer patients. And there's even been studies that have been done that show that frequency obliterates cancer cells and leaving normal cells unscathed. Mm-hmm. So you know, I work in the medical field, so I know that oftentimes they, it seems like you go to the medical doctors and they see one thing and they're not sure what it is, a little spot, and they always prepare the patients for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes that's the least common scenario. So it's a shame that that happens, but so I'm working on your lungs now. So you just had no other symptoms, no smoking, no.
No,
are
I've
you
never
a smoker?
Smoked. Never.
And that's
ever,
another
never,
thing.
Ever.
I mean, it's honestly lung cancer. It's very rare, especially for a non-smoker. And just because they saw something. I mean, I'm in your energy field now, and I just don't see that, quite frankly. How are you feeling now?
I'm just confused. You know, I haven't been feeling well for a couple years. I lived in a house where I should have left a long time ago, where we found out there was black mold and some other problems.
I was just going to say that. It seems more like a mold problem and a reaction to the mold. And quite frankly, I think the best thing would be a mold detox. You know, and mold creates inflammation everywhere in your body. As soon as I got in your energy field, I was, right before you said that, I was thinking it seems more like a mold issue than something severe.
Mm-hmm.
And I would honestly do a good detox.
How can I start that? Like, I mean, start eating just more holistically. I've been taking spirulina, and I notice a big boost. I've been drinking more green tea, more electrolyte water. I know I've always eaten like that, but I slacked off for a while. But my health did improve when I left the house that had the mold, but now I'm having this problem. So,
well, are you still anywhere near the mold?
No, I moved 1,700 miles away.
Okay, good. I would continue doing what you're doing and going to getting on some herbs and even going to a vitamin store and see if they have a good detox for mold. Spirulina is really good and chlorella, but that's even better for, you know, spirulina is a really good source of protein, and it also works on heavy metals. But I would go to a really good vitamin store and see what they recommend for a really good, you know, detox for mold. But that's definitely, quite honestly, your biggest issue is the inflammatory response. And, you know, it affects the lungs, the mold spores in the lungs. So, and the doctors don't detect that, and that's not going to show up on a scan. So, and you've even felt that as well. I'm in your energy field as well. You've even felt that as well, that you even felt a shift once you, you know, certainly got away from the black mold. Well, please, you know, you can go to my website. Please send me a message and follow up with me.
I will. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. Okay. We have two more callers. I don't know if we have time for both of them, but we can try.
Okay.
Area code 951. What is your name, please?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Melissa.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Melissa.
How are you?
Really good.
Do you have a question for me or a health issue that I can help you with?
I've been feeling, you know, that energetic. I've been doing kind of more of my job right now. I'm finding it hard to keep up, but
So are you feeling like really tired and really tired around maybe 4 in the afternoon?
Yeah, I've been having to work up at 5:30 a.m. and then I work from 6 in the morning to 6 at, I know 6 at night to 6 in the morning. So I'm not getting, you know, a couple nights sleep either. So I don't know if this new post is going to work out for me. I don't know if it's supposed to be, you know, shutting down in a couple weeks. And, you know, I have to kick out homeless out of buildings and my heart's not in it, you know, to try to tell all these people they kind of move on.
Wow.
And the guy's really demanding. He's a multimillionaire. He owns, like, has a lot of buildings, and he lives by himself. He lives by himself over in Pelican Hills, and he's a, you know, from across the street from Colby, where we used to live, I guess. And I've just worked at this new post a couple weeks, so I'm kind of, you know, I really don't want it. And, you know, I told my boss and the other boss that, and then they said something today, like they want to get, you know, like I may not be, you know, measuring up, but it's actually it's kind of hard because there's a phone and a truck and, you know, the computer and, you know, there's just more, you know,
well,
things.
Well, the thing is, it's not the right job for you. I mean, you need something more heart focused, and it's like I'm in your energy field now. It's like I just feel like it's ripping your heart in two, and it's creating so much stress that you're developing adrenal fatigue.
I'm just going to try to lay back with it for a couple months. I don't think it's, you know, I'm just going to try to take it easy on it, you know. And they seem like they want to really push me because the other guy is somehow a really self-sacrificing guy. He's worked for the guy for 20 years, and I guess that he just gives everybody hams every year, and he doesn't really give anybody any money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just be careful because, you know, the stress that it's creating for basically you're doing a job and having to do things that you don't believe in, it's really creating a lot of stress, and it's going to affect your sleep, which is probably already doing, but certainly your adrenal glands are taking its toll as well. So, just be on the lookout for that.
I think I'm just going to try to say, yeah, well, I am alert, but, you know, not really be in it that much, you know. Yeah, well, here I am. I'm trying to make my, you know, my operation manager happy, you know, rather than, you know, just, you know, because he wants me to stick with it for a while. Cause they can't, this guy's really picky. He can't find anybody else.
Right. Well, I hope everything works out for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Nathaniel. Okay. Area code 707. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Valerie. Hi, David. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Can I get some...
Do you have a question
energy
for Melissa?
I do.
Yeah, I'm connecting with your energy now.
Okay. Can you send some healing energy to my lungs as well?
Absolutely. Working on your lungs.
And throat.
Have you had asthma in the past?
No, I haven't, but I have been coughing. It's gotten much better.
Yeah.
But
what was the impetus for that? Do you recall what started that?
I think I probably was under some stress. I was taking care of a sick relative.
Oh, okay.
A while, but that's been a while back.
Well, oftentimes when we feel grief, it actually shows up, that emotion, in our lungs. So if you've been grieving, oftentimes it makes it more difficult to breathe. And sometimes it can feel almost mimic like we have a little bit of asthma, just that difficulty with the grieving process.
Well, do you see anything major going on in the lungs and throat?
Right now, when I first connected with your energy, that's what I got. That's why I said if you had asthma, I just felt the grief energetically pulling in the lungs.
Okay, because I think it started before all of the stress. I was getting, I was coughing really bad for a while. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then here lately, I've been trying to address the issue, so it's gotten much better. And I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to make sure that that I could get some healing to the lung, and that it wasn't nothing particularly serious.
Yeah, I'm working on your lungs now, and it, you know, if you get worse, it's always good to follow up with a medical doctor.
Oh, sure.
But you know, certainly when I connected with your energy, that's what I got, that it was just aggravated, a little bit of grieving, and nothing really major, just those emotions working through.
Okay.
Kind of pulling in the lungs area, so.
Yes. And do you see anything happening on the left side?
I don't. Have you had issues on the left side?
Well, sometimes I'll feel pain off and on, but it goes away. Like my left leg at one time was hurting, but right now it's actually gone. It was kind of mysterious.
Right. Do you feel anything with me and your energy right now?
Yes, I feel you strongly.
Because
yeah.
You may feel tingling or waves of energy.
I feel waves of energy.
Yeah. Because I'm working on all that now.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
And you may still continue, like, tingling, heat, waves of energy, even after the call, as energy
okay.
still continuing to unfold.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you, David,
oh, my pleasure.
For having Melissa, too, as well.
Oh,
thank you.
My pleasure, Valerie. I appreciate the call and your support.
Thank
and any
so
changes,
much.
please follow up with me on my website. You can.
Okay.
I love,
I can
yeah.
Oh,
did
yeah,
you get that, Valerie? Go ahead.
I have it. I do.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much. I feel so relieved. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm still in your energy field, so I'm still working
Ooh.
On you.
Take good
okay.
care, Valerie.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we have about a minute left, Melissa. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I close?
Well, I would just like to say that both of my books are available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. They can also be ordered from any bookstore. And my website is melissamintz.com. And clients can schedule an appointment. I'm taking new clients. So for appointments, they can go to my website.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Well, my pleasure. Thank
Great.
You for having me.
Okay, you're welcome. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.